Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This episode of Living Large Radio is brought to you by Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management for all your retirement needs.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
When it already happened, you're in the tornado and it's too late.
Charlotte's premier wealth coach.
It's about leading an abundant lifestyle.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income,
then you're in the right place.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Welcome in to Living Large Radio.
That's right, folks. Welcome to Living Large Radio with financial advisor and wealth coach Mark Henry. He's part of the Asset Income Builder team of all of the Carolinas here, Greenville, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach. You've probably seen him on Fox, CBS, NBC, maybe read him in Fortune or Money Magazine, but really hearing him over the airwaves every single week doing his radio program, bringing retirement planning strategies to you folks. I'm your guest host for the week, Spike Spangle. Mark Henry. Henry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and thanks, Spike, so much for filling in for me. You've helped me out on television so many times, but today we had Chuck and Dave and everybody off, and it was so good that you could step in and help us. I'm excited to do this show with you.
The financial education is something that I really enjoy, but I got to tell you, Mark, this is a confusing year. This is a hard year, and there's a lot of information. I'll tell you what, there's so many stories we're going to go over. I do want to talk a little bit about Social Security. Apparently, the inflation numbers came out, and apparently they're supposed to be lower, but it doesn't feel that much lower to me. And I want to ask Mark himself, what do you think about all these institutional house buyers buying up huge swaths of neighborhoods and properties and kind of turning middle America into renters? I thought the American dream was owning your own home. All that, and
yeah,
are
that's
you
what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, aren't you financially compatible with your partner? Look, you've chosen that life partner. Now, let's stop having those same money arguments. How do we get over that? And Mark's going to give us some constructive ideas and thoughts. But first, Mark, I want to start with this. The French are up in arms about changing their retirement age.
So, Spike, I'm interrupting you. When are they not up in arms?
I know.
Let's be very clear. I know their quote in ally. I mean, look, yeah. I love to travel and I love going to Europe and everything. I'm not picking on France. I'm really not. But I got to tell you, I don't know that I ever go back to Paris. Now, south of France, southern France, it seems like the people are a little different there. But when I go to spend my money, I want to spend it in places where they like me. And then when I go to Paris, they just don't seem like they even like me. They don't want me there. So you know what? They can keep their stuff. But what are they up in arms about today?
They're going from the age of 62 as their full retirement age to 64. And there were protests out in the streets.
They're rioting over this. Listen, we could find the world is off its axis. But literally, people are going absolutely insane in France because they're moving full retirement age from 62 to 64.
So it begs the question for me, Mark. I know that the concept of retiring early is wonderful. And I think it was a lot easier for a lot of government employees or our safety employees, anybody who carries a badge and a gun, or even our teachers. When you get a pension, it's easier to talk about early retirement. How do you feel when somebody in their mid-50s, late-50s comes into your office and says, I'm looking at retiring at 62, 63? What are they not
thinking
about?
I think it's awesome because, I think it's awesome, though, that because people should do this. I'm all about living large. The whole idea of living large is, we've done shows together before. It's the first time, I think, on radio. I think we've been on the air for 15 years, but I don't think you and I have ever done a show, have we?
We did some stuff last summer, but
I thought maybe we had,
that was inside the studio, but now with your great team Dylan and everybody.
It's awesome, but so here's the idea. I love it when I hear people saying, can I retire early or this, and a lot of times what they're saying, Spike, is not really, hey, I'm 60 years old, I'm 58 and I want to just not work. No, what they're saying is they're ready to do something different with their lives. For many people, when they come into us, and one of the offers we do is we'll build a certified plan, a plan done by a certified financial planner off of our planning team. And as they know, when people come in, they only meet with fiduciaries. But it's so empowering when we tell someone that they could actually step away, they could actually retire. Most of the time, Spike, they don't. What they do is they go get a job they're more passionate about. Sometimes it pays them more money. Sometimes it pays them less. Sometimes they're doing charity work and they're giving back or teaching. I've seen it all. But the reality is it's so empowering when you realize you could actually step away. And I remember one of my favorite clients. She's so funny. But every time I talk to her, this has got to be 6 or 7 years ago. She loves her job more than she's ever loved it. And that all started the day we told her she could retire.
Yeah.
And you said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, she said she loves the job now. She said, because once she realized she could retire, she said, I walk in that office every day knowing if they don't treat me well, I'm out of here. She goes, it changed my whole opinion. And so now she's 3 years past when she thought she would retire because she's actually enjoyed it because she knows she can step away whenever she wants with an extremely high level of confidence that she's never going to run out of money. But what's going on over here in France? Listen, let's be very clear. With the changes we're going to have to Social Security and other things, it is absolutely going to be, for many people, a much longer retirement than they planned. And that's sad. But I will tell you this, Spike. One of the things that I think most people recognize is if you're on track to retirement and you're on track to having the retirement of your dreams, good for you. And when you put that in writing and you can see it in a plan done by a certified financial planner, you're like so empowered. But guess what? If you weren't on track to retire well, Spike, when would you want to know that? Sooner or later?
As soon as possible, I
would
think.
As you could, because then you could start effecting change to maybe get on track. So think about this. If you're listening right now and you don't know whether you're on track to retirement of your dreams or not, wouldn't you want to know that as soon as possible? Think about this. The sooner you know, the less course correction you may have to make. If you make just a slight course correction in your 50s, it could change your 70s forever. But if you're 65 and you want to retire at 66, you may have to make a giant course correction if you're not really on track.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to throw out some of those particulars because we can say course correction. And somebody out there being little things like, look, if you're in your 50s, maybe start using that Roth 401k.
Oh, come on. Right? It's one of my favorite tools.
One of the favorite tools. Or what if you're at 59 and a half? Do you know where I'm going when I say 59 and a half if you've been working?
59 and a half is a magical age because a lot of times you're not ready to retire, but you don't realize when you hit that magical age of 59 and a half, you can do an in-service transfer and take the wealth of your money out of your current restricted 401, 403 alphabet soup of retirement plans and put it under your own control in something called an IRA, pay no taxes on that transfer, and now the world becomes your playground with how you invest.
And
what an amazing way.
And you can do that on your own. And I've always wondered this. Does your employer care if you're taking the money out? Because I've always thought that would maybe be like a red flag. Like, oh, yeah. maybe they're going to leave or something.
No, I don't see that at all. I find there are sometimes the employers, most times it's the HR department that doesn't understand how their own plan works. They say, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. And then they find out they can. And I'm thinking of a company in particular, it was a large company. And literally after we showed them how they could do this, and again, they didn't quit working. Next week when they got paid, they put money back in the 401. And they started building up because they're going to work another 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. But the HR person that we were dealing with that was so strict and said this couldn't happen, couldn't happen, couldn't happen. She's now a client. Once she found out that we could do this, she ended up becoming one of our clients, Spike, because she's like, I want to do that. That was good stuff to her because then she was able to really start working on her own plan.
And that
was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And the limitation, and we always say, use that 401k. We're not saying don't use that tool.
It's a beautiful tool.
Especially.
But this helps us start to fund Roth, do Roth conversions, and it just helps us with so many things we're able to do. You know, we're going to have to go to commercial break, but before we do, I want to get these phone lines open. Spike, you can
betcha.
You go ahead and get them open for us?
Take down this number here. I'm going to get the phone lines open. 800-501-9805. Mark, what are we doing for folks today?
Hey, here's the deal. We've got the capacity, whether you're in beautiful Myrtle Beach, Greenville, South Carolina, or where I'm at today in the Ballantyne area, we can take the next 15 callers, and that's a lot, but we've got the capacity with fiduciary advisors, and my planning team has the capacity. We'll take the next lucky 15 callers. If you've saved, let's say, $250,000 or more for retirement, please don't miss this opportunity, and here's what we'll do. We'll help you take the mystery out of retirement planning by getting you what you know you need, a written plan for life, a written plan for retirement, one that's been done by a certified financial planner, and we'll do it absolutely complimentary. We'll do things like a tax analysis, see if we can potentially reduce your taxes. We'll talk about things like a Roth conversion. We'll build what I think is one of the most important parts of the whole darn puzzle, a customized income plan, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which can help to jumpstart your retirement income and help you take the worry out of living in retirement. Basically, we're going to do all the heavy lifting and help you take the guesswork out of financial planning. All you have to do, there's no obligation of any kind. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call right now. Spike?
That phone number, 800-501-9805. It is simple as this, folks. Pick up that phone. Well, I think they're calling from 1973 here, Mark. This is an old phone. Folks, just pick up the phone, 800-501-9805. And what Mark and the team want to get going for you is your own certified, written financial plan for retirement. This financial plan will include taking a look at your investments, include your tax strategy, estate planning, all your healthcare choices. If you haven't turned on Social Security, how do you optimize that? All of that put together, complimentary. I believe we can even say the word free, a free written financial plan for you. But as Mark said, this week we've got to limit it to the first 15 callers. 800-501-9805 is the phone number. If you'd like to learn more about the team as well, you can also go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. More Living Large with Mark Henry, the founder and CEO, when we get back right after this break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Most of us are looking forward to the day we retire. We look forward to having more time to spend with our families, enjoying every day, and maybe even taking that dream vacation out on the open road. Don't let a lack of confidence in your plan turn your retirement dream into a nightmare. Discover tools and techniques of how to minimize risk, avoid overpaying in fees or commissions, and create tax-effective strategies within your retirement plan. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right, call or text 800-501-9805.
Welcome back. This is Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. He is a wealth coach, financial advisor, author. You've seen him on television. You've read him in Fortune Magazine, Money Magazine, Fox, NBC, CBS. But more importantly, he is a great guy. And when we say a fiduciary financial advisor, man, I've known him from live events. I've known him from television. This is the kind of person that you want in your corner. When you're trying, you know how hard it is to find a good mechanic, Mark? When you go to them, for us regular folks out here, that person who you can trust, that person who when you pull your car in, you have to go, all right, I'm putting my life in your hands. And if you tell me this is what it's going to cost, I got to believe you. But sometimes when you do a review with someone, you've got to just pat them on the back and say, hey, guess what? Your gas cap was off. You're doing okay. Keep doing what you're doing. That is hard advice to come by. It's hard for people to know that you're one of the good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when people come in, though, and we do this complimentary, you know, written certified financial plan. I mean, they're used to paying if they have one. Most of them don't. They've never had one. They thought, you know, they were convinced by Wall Street. And when I pick on Wall Street, understand I'm a Wall Street money manager. I love what I do. I love Wall Street. Going there next month, going to be at the stock exchange. Can't wait to get there. It's going to be just my first time in several years since I've been to the New York Stock Exchange. I've been able to be involved in ringing the bell before and stuff, but I can't wait to do it again. Not doing that this time, but I'm very excited about being there. But let's be very clear. Wall Street has failed America by trying to convince them that thing you open up in the mail every quarter or every month is your plan. Mm-hmm. That is not a plan. It's not even accurate. And people say, what do you mean it's not accurate? That's my statement from my custodian, my big box. That's accurate. No, it's not. Not if the markets have been open more than 5 minutes.
I mean,
think about it. That is not a plan for life. It does not tell you how much money you can spend every month.
And you
adjusted
said,
for inflation after taxation and never run out of money.
And so you
show
said
me that on that statement, right?
Yeah, you're going to the New York Stock Exchange.
Yes, there I am. Yes, big. It's an honor. I got invited to a new launch of an IPO and some other stuff, and so I'll be down there and visiting with old friends and colleagues and stuff that I haven't seen in years, and so I'm very excited about it. But at the end of the day, the reality is this does not have to be hard. And I know I get asked this all the time, Spike, like, why don't more people have these things? And I say, well, think about where we failed. When you go to these big box retail firms, they're designed for a reason. You're 25 years old. You don't have any money. You need to go down to one of those big box retail firms and say, hey, I can afford $500 a month, $1,000 a month. And they'll open an account. You know, they have to take everybody. If you walk in the door and you can fog a mirror and you've got $10, they'll take you as a client. We're not that way. We're fee-based. I tell people all the time, you don't come to us to help you get to $1 million. You've already got $1 million when you come to us. Guess what we do? We help you keep it. That's our job, to make sure you never run out. We're going to show you how to spend your money, how to make good decisions on taxes. Why don't the big box firms do taxes? Why don't they have CPAs to help them prepare taxes? Why don't they talk to them about how to prepare for Social Security, how to get Medicare? We have to do all that for our clients because that's why we're so choosy on who we work with. Mm-hmm. But one thing we know, everybody needs a plan done by a certified financial planner. And if they're a cheapskate like me, they don't want to pay for it. So what else you got for us on this episode?
Well, that's the thing. I think people think there's a large expense to it. And that's what you're doing when we talk about the phone number and all the education you do.
It's the way to get it out. Get it started, sure.
And the YouTube as well. And the YouTube channel, the Living Large Retirement. Look for that on YouTube.
Yeah, I think we just crested 10,000 subscribers this year. And so just a great honor. And it gives me a chance on YouTube to get more information out there. So it's a lot of work, and people say, well, why do you do that if it's not? I mean, how do you make money? Well, you're not making money there. It's just to get more good information out there. Ticker Talk and Snappergram and all them things.
I was just going to ask you, when is Mark Henry TikTok coming out?
Hey, we're already out there because, listen, people are consuming media like that. And so I want to make sure there's a voice in the storm because let's be clear about this. It's not getting better. The world is currently off its axis. Mm-hmm. It's broken. I'm not trying to be political when I say this, but hey, come on. You know this, Spike. It's broke.
Yeah.
It's broken.
No, it's
so we have to have some calm, a voice of reason, of facts. I've been doing this career a very long time, and I've seen a lot. People say, how did you learn all this? Mostly because I watch others. And I see somebody do it wrong. I'm like, oh, note to self. Let's not help anybody do it that way because that doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you see people do it really well, I say, okay, note to self. Let's tell more people about this because this is how you can do it correctly. And again, in picking on Wall Street a little bit, but it's not about a dollar amount. So many firms, if you don't have $2 million, you can't come with us. You have to have at least $750,000, at least have $1 million or something like that. Listen, I've got clients that I have literally personally told them I was not a good fit for them and they had several million dollars. And I did that because they weren't the people that I really wanted to work with. And they weren't bad people. They were great people. But they're probably not going to have a great retirement because they spend too much. And they brought too much debt into it and stuff. And then I've seen others that have what most people would say wasn't enough, $300,000 or $400,000 for retirement. And you go, and you took them as a client? Absolutely. Because, you know, as long as long-term care doesn't come their way, they're probably going to end up giving money to the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and so because of how they live their life. And it was great to have people like that. So it's not, don't let someone tell you it's about how much you have. There's so many other factors that go into that. We got to be able to create income streams. We have to be able to get you income you need. But if you have very low debt, house is paid for, your lifestyle is smaller, sometimes it doesn't take near as much money. Now, if you've got debt and you've got the other things, that can be okay, but we better have a lot of income coming in to service all that.
Yeah. Speaking of the income, I did want to bring this up again, because you are paying attention to this so other folks don't have to. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, inflation came out, the CPA came out recently, and they say that it's down from 6% to maybe as low as 5.2% right now. Mark, I thank you for laughing. I don't, yeah. I'm not feeling that.
Not even close. So let's first off get this right. That's the current little number they're telling us. It doesn't include commodity. It doesn't include the price of oil and gas. It doesn't include the price of food. Okay, so let's stop right now. Now, all of a sudden, it's not even accurate. But if you think it's over, it is not. It's going to get worse. That's not being doom and gloom. I'm just speaking factually. Mm-hmm. It is going to get worse. But let's talk about your own personal inflation rate. And this is what so many people have never calculated for in their written retirement plan. Well, number one, they don't have a written plan. That's what we're going to help them with. Number two, guess what they haven't calculated with? And these are some very smart people sometimes. They've worked with really good advisors. They never calculated their personal inflation rate. And when I say personal inflation rate spike, here's what I mean. The Henry household where I live, my own personal inflation rate is higher than most people's. Average Americans, let's put it that way, average. You know why? Because there's some things around the house that I used to love to do. One of them was take care of the yard. I'm a very picky person when it comes to the yard. I want it neat. I work hard. I want to come home to a beautiful home and I want to see it look good. So I always took care of the lawn. I hired that out a few years ago. And because I just didn't want to do it anymore. Could I still do it? Absolutely, I can do it. I don't want to do it.
Time guess value
what
of money.
Happened, that, guess what that means happened to my personal inflation rate? It went up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get these phone lines open then. I'm passionate today. I'm fired up, Spike.
You are. I'm going to open up the phone lines right here. And I want Mark once again to explain the certified financial plan. Here's the phone number to start with, folks. 800-501-9805 for the first 15 callers. We've got to limit it to that. Even though we've got offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach, Ballantyne, we've got to limit it to the first 15 callers because when we do these offers, the phones really do.
It's a lot of work.
They light up. They light up like crazy.
Yeah.
And right away, I even just say the phone number and the phone goes off there. What is the certified financial plan to you,
Mark?
Listen,
here's the deal. You know you need it. You know to deserve it. Here's your chance. First 15 callers, if you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, that's a very good start. My team of certified financial planners, fiduciary advisors, will set down with you an absolutely complimentary, another word for that is free. They will build a written plan for life for retirement and give it to you absolutely complimentary. You'll pay nothing for it with no obligation. It's going to help you take the mystery out of retirement planning. We're going to do things like a fee report. People say, I know what I'm paying. Do you know all the hidden fees you're paying? These are little termites that can just completely eat up your returns, and you need to know what they are. And then you can make a decision if they're good or bad. bad for you. Fees are only matter in the absence of value. So first, you need to know exactly what they are. We'll do a fee report, tax analysis. We'll talk about reducing taxes and potentially trying to reduce your taxes in retirement. We'll talk about things like a Roth plan and a Roth conversion. We'll do an income plan, one that's been adjusted for inflation after taxation, and show how much you can withdraw from what you've done and never run out of money. We're going to help you take the guesswork out of financial planning, and all you have to do right now is pick up the phone and give us a call. Spike?
800-501-9805 is the phone number. The first 15 callers this week. I know that you're driving around doing your errands. Maybe you're cleaning up in your backyard or goofing around in your garage doing some stuff to the cars. That's fine. Take down this phone number and call it as soon as you can. 800-501-9805, because once we take that first 15 callers, that's all we can do this week. 800-501-9805. Get your own complimentary certified financial plan put together by our team of certified financial planners right here at Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, wealth coach, financial advisor, and founder of Alloy Wealth right here in the Carolinas. More with Mark Henry when we get back right after this.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This is such a blow to invest. You know, right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right. Call or text 800-501-9805.
Welcome back to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, financial advisor and the founder of Alloy Wealth, best-selling author. You know what? And to see him do television work at the broadcast studios, Mark actually broadcasts all around the nation, over 150 television shows. Mark, do you know what a season of television is on Netflix today? It's like 8 or 10 episodes. You have like 20 years of television when you consider how many television shows you've done. And so
it hasn't made me look better, though. I mean, you'd think after 150 shows, like when I look in the mirror, I should look different, correct?
Now, wait a second. I actually will say you have become a lean, mean fighting machine. I have seen you look fantastic.
You know what? I literally did a live event this week. And what a week it's been. I have been really active. You know, I'm all over the place, but I was in Palm Beach earlier in the week and got to have dinner with Dick Vitale, Dickie V, and his wonderful wife, Lorraine. So we had dinner with them, my wife and I, Terry and I. You know, we're pretty proud. 29 years. We're going on 30 years in September. So we're so excited about that. We sat down with Dickie V and his wife, Lorraine, and had a wonderful meal and talked about life and finance and everything going on. And you know, here I am with a sports legend, right? I mean, ESPN broadcast, Hall of Fame.
I mean, I'm a broadcaster. I know a huge name.
Yeah, this guy knows everybody. And he's there, and I'm this, and we're like buds now, and I know nothing about basketball. I mean, I'm just not the guy. I mean, I know they implemented a 3-year shot put or something a couple of years ago. Or I don't even know what's going on. 3-point shot. I know nothing about basketball. But we had the best time. But anyway, so Lorraine, his wife, asked, well, how long have you and Terry been married? And I'm sure because I look so young, she figured it wasn't that long. And Terry obviously looks very young. And I said, 20. She said, oh my gosh. You know, and so naturally I said, hey, if you don't mind, how long have you two been married? 52 years they've been married.
Fantastic.
Isn't that awesome?
Fantastic.
Yeah, and let me tell you, they are fabulous people. And we had a great discussion about life and about what's going on in the world and how crazy the world actually is. And he sees so many good young people with athletes, but he also sees some crazy ones. And so we had some real good conversations.
Wonderful. Speaking of, it's wonderful. So my folks have been married now 55 years, but the Guinness Book of World Records, coupled together, this just came out this week, they have been married together for over 80 years.
Whoa, how about that?
Their combined age is 208.
So I got to make it another, I mean, 29 years. I got to make it another, are you kidding me? 71, so 50, oh my gosh, 51 more years for us to hit that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I got that in me.
Hey, it is just wonderful to see this stuff. But I got to tell you, Mark, I think 93 is the new 65, right? Is that what we're getting from this article?
It is. Let me tell you, hey, I don't want to run out of time on this segment, but you know, I was with you in Las Vegas a few months back.
Yeah.
And you told a story about Grandma Szyminski
Grandma Olszewski. Grandma Olszewski.
Olszewski. Okay, I knew it.
That's right.
Like
you're
that.
Perfect. So, I love that you listen, remember that.
You know what? Let's talk about that for a second.
Oh, okay. So this is very near and dear to my heart. And I don't want to take up a lot of your radio time, but I had two grandmothers.
I think the listeners will love this.
I had two grandmothers who lived well into their 90s. And both of them had just passed this year. And I love them to death. Yep. And out of 14 grandkids apiece, of course, I was their favorite. Everybody knows that.
No. Of course you were. Spike, no. Of course you will. I no. get that because I would be everybody's favorite.
Oh, but here's the thing. My grandfathers, they did it right. They fought in World War II. They received pensions from the Army. They both then worked for companies. One was a contractor and built the city of Chicago literally as a crane operator. The other worked in the meatpacking plants in Chicago. And they worked hard and they got pensions from there as well. But here's the thing. They were conservative people. They weren't savvy to what was going on. They did it right. They paid off their homes. But here's the thing. When my grandfathers passed away, their pensions went away. Their part of the Social Security went away. And as my grandmothers lived almost 35, 36 years in retirement, we started to have to worry as a family less about their health and more about were we going to run out of their assets. And that's not what we wanted for our family. It was hard on my mother. It was hard on my father. And this is what we don't want for folks. This is why what I do is so important to me. It is personal. I don't want people
People ask me why I'm so passionate about this, why I go out and try to help so many people, because I saw it happen to my own parents.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't hit closer to home, and it didn't have to happen. My dad was not a wealthy man, but he worked hard. He did well. But guess what he didn't get? A pension.
Yeah.
And most people, he saved the other ways. And so because of some market events and things that were out of his control, he ended up losing his money. And it became my life's work. But here's the bottom line, Spike. So many people don't even know. I'm such a Wall Street money man. It's where I make my living, charging a fee to manage money. That's what I'm passionate about. But that does not mean we don't have to take some money away from Wall Street and make sure we, number one, create an income plan that will last not only for my life in this example, but my wife's life.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need income for life. We need a pin. We need something that's going to come in. And most people, Spike, have no idea.
And my
that
one grand
use IRA or 401k dollars. Take them out, and an IRA, of course, is an individual retirement account. Never pay tax on that money while they're doing these conversions and transfers, and create a joint pension that will pay a guaranteed stream of income for both lives, cover both lives, the husband and the wife, no matter how long they live. And once we build the income plan, we use enough money to fund an income plan so that Social Security and whatever pension income you already have, if none, that's fine. We create it. And once we know that's going to pay the bills, Spike, think about this. Once we know that covers the lights, the oil, the gas, maybe a trip to, you know, Myrtle Beach, maybe not even North Myrtle, South Myrtle, whatever. Okay, you know, but at least it recovers a little weekend trip of stuff. Once that stuff's done, all the other money becomes fun money. Because you know, no matter what, you could run out of money, but as long as you make it to the first of the month, guess what happens? You get paid again.
Yeah.
And life becomes so much easier. It's like when your grandfathers were alive, life was easier because they had pensions. But unfortunately, those pensions went away with them, and the wives went to have to go on a very long time, and that got very concerning. It doesn't have to be that way. But everybody should, I don't care if they've got $5 million, $1 million, we start everything number one. First, what income do we need to live on? And where's it going to come from? And how long can we get it? And if you ask me how long I want my income to come, guess how long I want it to come from, Spike? I want it to come for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the rest of my wife's life, Terry, her life, no matter how long we live. So think about it. If we die young, both of us died young on some big trip. Okay, guess what happens? Whatever's in that pension, I want it paid to my kids. But what if we live a really long time? Or let's say Terry lives a very long time. There could come a day, Spike, that that pension we created for her has no money left, none whatsoever, but contractually guaranteed, 100% insured, they have to keep paying her. Now, if she dies, how much are the kids going to get, Spike?
What, they're
gonna, nothing. They're getting nothing out of that pension because she spent it all. Mm-hmm. But as long as she's alive on the first of the month, what does she get?
She'll get
another check.
Yep.
That's a beautiful thing. And this is how we have to start every single income plan, is with where's the money going to come from and how long can it last? And we want it to last forever. Spike, now's a good time. Let's get these phone lines open.
Folks, don't be the ones who are worrying about not just yourselves, but your parents. We're calling this the sandwich generation, where those in their 50s or 60s are now starting to have to put not just their time and energy, but even their own assets, their own funding into taking care of their parents in retirement while they're trying to save for their own retirement, while you're also trying to maybe pay off the kids' college loans. Folks, you need an income plan that isn't going to run out throughout your retirement. It starts right here. Call the phone number. We want to get you started on your own certified written financial plan. 800-501-9805. The first 15 callers, 800-501-9805. I know you're driving around doing your errands. Have your passenger take this around. If you're driving the grandkids around, have them take the phone number down for you in the back. 800-501-9805. If you want to learn more about Mark and his entire team with offices all around Greenville, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach, Ballantyne, you can also go to the website, alloywealth.com. And before we go out to break real quick, what's your YouTube channel again, Mark?
Living Large Retirement. And remember, Living Large, that's about, Living Large is the name of the brand, and it's because we have to learn to utilize what we've been blessed with to enrich our lives and the lives of others. Living Large Retirement, check us out on YouTube.
You are listening to Wealth Coach Mark Henry. Wealth coach, financial advisor, author, television host, motorcycle rider. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. Should you be taking those risks in retirement? When we get back with Mark Henry right after this.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, financial wealth coach, advisor, and the founder of Alloy Wealth right here in the Carolinas. I'm guesting in. I'm Spike Spangle, filling in for all the great hosts that you have. You got such a great team. We do some television together at the National Broadcast Studios, but so great to be here with you in the radio. You know, this is something that we did on a television show recently and was receiving so many phone calls. Look, Mark, I know you've been married for a long time. I've had my girl for a long time. And look, we've chosen our partners. We're with them, but there are still problems sometimes of being financially compatible, and I would like to see if we can work through some of these things, because these arguments, we get tired of having them, don't we?
Yep, we do. And there's no question about it. And you know, I had someone ask me, Cynthia, actually, our television host, asked me. She knows Terry and I both very well. And she's such a wonderful person. But she said, Mark, you know, are you and Terry financially compatible? Mm-hmm. And let me be very clear, we're not.
Okay. No. Is this coming to investing or spending?
Just life. Just our views on money are different. I am much more aggressive.
Okay.
With making money. I believe I was designed to create and make money. I love making money, but with making and taking aggressiveness and making more comes greater
risk. Yeah. Okay.
That doesn't equal to her. So we had to work out a way to do this. Now, obviously, this is my life's work and my passion, but I still have her as my backbone. She's my better half. She's why I was able to create a company like Alloy Wealth. Without having her in my corner, they always say, you know, behind every successful man is a more successful woman. Well, there's no doubt about it. I'm living proof of that. Mm-hmm. She was the one. My job was to wake up every day. You know, she spent all her working years taking care of me. I mean, taking care of the kids. I always get that wrong. The women listening
you're a big grown-up kid too, Mark.
Yeah, they know the truth. She was taking care of me. So I would go out and build this company and come home some days beaten up pretty good. It was a hard day. It was this. It was that. Her job was to patch me up, put me back together, and guess what she had to do the next morning? Kick me out the door to go do it again. Now, with that came my aggressive nature where I want to take more risk. Well, how do I do that, though, and have a plan that works for her so she can sleep good at night? Guess what it involves? We have a much larger than most any fiduciary, financial advisor, certified financial planner, whoever, my planning team. They would say, Mark, you keep too much cash in your plan.
Okay. And yeah, I do see that a lot.
Sure do. And guess how much that cash makes me? Nothing. I mean, you know, a little more today than it did last week because of high inflation, but it still makes me nothing. But it pays me everything. And you say, what do you mean by that, Mark? It makes you nothing and pays you everything. Well, guess what it does, Spike?
It's the comfort that you can sleep at night.
It's the comfort that she can sleep at night. I sleep good. I work hard every day. I sleep good. It lets her sleep good knowing that we have that much in cash.
Yeah.
And so guess what that allows me to do with my other money? I can do some really cool stuff. Now, times like we've been in for the last year or so, I've got a few accounts I don't look at very much. You say, Mark, you're a fiduciary. Yeah, doesn't mean I need to look at them. I know exactly what's going on. They're losing money. And they're going to come back and make big money one day soon.
Gosh.
But you balance that out with my conservative investments or my actually not investments, because people don't understand this. When they use the word, hey, Mark, I want some of those safe investments. Which ones are those, Spike?
I know.
And every investment has something in common. Mm-hmm. Risk. If it's an investment, it has risk.
Because we've said
some
this before.
Have less risk or more risk. If it's a savings tool, it has
inflation.
No risk.
Well, maybe inflation,
there you go.
Right?
Risk of inflation, risk of the cost of buying power, but there's no risk of loss of principal.
Gotcha.
There's loss of risk of buying power, and that is a risk, and we have to discuss that risk, but the actual money itself doesn't have one. So by keeping more in cash, it keeps our marriage right on track and keeps her really happy. And then when she happens to open a statement, which she knows she shouldn't open, as long as if she opens the wrong one, she's like, oh my God, Terry, remember, look at the cash bucket. Oh, okay, we're good. Yeah, we're good. And there you go. So I've had to do my own personal plan because we're not equally yoked in a manner that makes us work. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about how it works for couples. When you come in, we're not a marriage counselor. It's not what we do. But most times when we try to make requirements, you're required to bring both people in. But if it's a partner, when you make the phone call to come see us, we want both of you coming in. Well, no, she's not involved. No, he's not involved. I've run the money. He's not involved. Yes, he is. I need both people to come in because it helps us get on the same page. We want to see what's going on, where the money's taking us, and make sure we don't have to make you a financial advisor, but I want the people coming into our offices to understand what's going on in their written financial plan.
You actually,
we want them to increase their knowledge. We want to educate them.
You actually hit on number one. It was something, again, folks, that me and Mark wrote together. You've heard the phrase of your financial or your love languages. What are the five love languages? Affirmation, physical touch, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. Yes. And what you just talked about there is you have created the financial love languages. And number one, it's that one, the acts of service, right? I'll take care of the finances so you don't have to. But then that creates an area where the spouse, oftentimes the female, doesn't know where everything is at. What happens, God forbid, you get hit by the bus? Something happens to you.
That's right. No, I have to involve Terry in every decision I make. Now, she lets me do it. She has a high level of confidence in me, obviously. It's my life's work. But guess what? She has to be involved because if something happens to me, and I don't mean if I died, but you know, hey, newsflash, ain't none of us getting out of here alive, Spike.
Nope.
So it is going to happen at some point. Hopefully not for a very long time. I know where I'm going when I die. I don't want to go today. So guess what? She has to understand that. What if I was just incapacitated? She has to know where all the money is, why it's there, what buckets we touch first. So many people, they've worked with a great young man or woman at the big box retail place, and they've never discussed with them where they take withdrawals from, which account should they tap in first. They have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Simplicity. We have to keep things simple. We have to make sure we understand it. Now, with that said, though, Spike, I see some people doing simplicity this way. Tell you what, Spike, you keep your money the way you want it, and I'll keep mine the way I want it, and we won't discuss it. That is not the way to have a great marriage.
I don't think that. Yeah, that's like, okay, you've got your friends, now, I've got my friends. Let's keep it. Wait a second.
Right. I've seen
aren't
it.
Are we together?
But let me be very clear. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple, been clients of mine for well over 10 years. They do everything individually. So they keep separate bank accounts, everything. However, when they come in for their reviews, it's the coolest thing ever. One of them sits right next to me. The other one moves a couple chairs down. We do the first part of the meeting talking to the one that's sitting next to me. Then she gets up, grabs all her files, moves two chairs down. What does he do? He comes and sits next to me, and she's quiet for the next 45 minutes while we go over every bit of his money. Hey, Spike, I want to get these phone lines open, but remember, I know you don't do the show with me. After we make this amazing offer, make sure you come back to me because I want to thank a few people for the show. But listen, let's take the next, what do you say? Can we get 15 more in here, Spike?
We'll try to get 15, and especially because
you've
got...
go ahead. Leave the phone lines open, too, maybe for 30 minutes after the show airs today in case they couldn't get in because I know the phones have been busy. Operators are standing by, but we'll take the next 15 callers. Spike, you go ahead and do it.
Folks, call the phone number right here. As we said, we'll keep it open a little bit after the show because we know you're driving around doing errands. We don't want you to be dangerous while you're out there in your car, but 800-501-9805. What you're going to get started on is your own certified written financial plan for retirement. Your written plan is dedicated to you. This is not cookie cutter. This is not something that we just grab off the shelf and say, this is what we suggest for everyone. This is not about a product. This is a process of getting to know you. What is your investment strategy? Do you have one? Is it the same one you were doing in your 30s and 40s and 50s? Now it's time to change gears. What is your tax strategy? Do you not have a tax strategy for getting to a tax-free income stream, at least one tax-free income stream in retirement? We need to work on that. Your estate planning, your healthcare choices, Social Security, all that and more. Your written financial plan put together by our team of certified financial planners right here from the team at Alloy Wealth. And it starts with you calling us here. 800-501-9805. That's 800-501-9805. The first 15 callers. If you'd like to learn more about Mark and his team, you can also go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. Offices, Greenville, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach, Ballantyne. If you're hearing us on the airwaves, Mark and his team would be glad to help you out. I'm Spike Spangle. I filled in for the host this week. Mark, why don't you land the airplane for us before we leave the airwaves this week?
Hey, as we head out, I just want to make sure everybody, thank you so much for listening. You know, without you, the listeners, we don't have a show. For all the production team that works so hard each and every week to put Living Large Radio out here, thank you so much for what you do. Spike, absolutely an honor to be on the show with me today and filling in for the people that were out on vacations and schedules and conflicts and all the other stuff. And, you know, I always try to end with a bit of good news. And you know, I was able to see this the other day, and I was talking with a police officer, one of our officers in Blue, which I try to give shout outs to all the time. Mm-hmm. But this one's for all the people that are having trouble with road rage and drivers that aren't as good as they are.
Yeah.
Let me be very clear about this. It's got to stop. And we all get affected by it. We get cut off. We get angry. But let's do this week. Let's all decide that no matter what, when the knucklehead drivers do what they do, just say, God bless you. Let them go. They're in a bigger hurry than we are. Let's not have road rage. Do not give the power to these other people to change how you feel about life. When they do the crazy things, when you get mad, when you throw the fingers and then yell and scream or drive aggressively, what you're really doing is giving power to someone you don't even know over your life, and they certainly don't deserve it. So I am personally going to work hard all week on making sure, no matter how it goes, God bless you. Let's all get to our destination safely, 100% safely. That's my goal this week on Living Large. And stay tuned for another hopefully amazing episode of Living Large Radio coming to you real soon.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings LLC, DBA Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings LLC, DBA Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings LLC, DBA Alloy Investment Management is a state registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings LLC, DBA Alloy Investment Management.
Coach P Radio.